So the first question is, we know that all of you want to support an active business economy and jobs within Long Beach. What specific policies and actions would you take to benefit the residents of Belmont Shore?
For the community, in addition to monthly meetings, the creation of a community communication plan, roundtables, if you will, that build ongoing resident involvement and participation, that chart issues and resolutions, formulation of a public safety association that focus on increasing situational awareness. I'm a firm believer that nothing fights crime better than the constant eyes and ears of the community. For the businesses, to build active focus groups that aid businesses in forecasting and planning of a current and future trends with the creation of an event track, not only to maintain, but build business revenues. And finally, begin cross-town relationships with other businesses, districts, to share ideas on business growth.
How would you address the concerns of residents about their quality of life and property values due to disturbances from bar and resident patrons late at night?
Again, using the round table discussions that involve both the businesses and the community to review compliancy with any guidelines set in place and develop new solutions for the betterment of everyone.
All right, and question three, do you have any specific ideas on how to improve the parking difficulties in residential streets and commercial streets within Belmont Shore? And as a council member, would you have voted to demolish the home at 205 Laverne for a parking lot?
There is little to no space to expand with, other than to build up, which would be too costly, and is currently not a consideration by any. Looking beyond our city for solutions would be one direction to seek out. And finally, regarding the Laverne property, no decision has been made other than to align a potential purchase for the home, to which can be walked away from without any obligations. Ultimately, the vote is not mine to make, rather the community at large.
And at the BSRA, they always gave candidates a minute or so to have a closing statement. Why don't you give us one now?
When it comes time to vote, remember, it's not who's asking for your support, rather, who's going to support you.